Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. Recently, in conversations with folks, I've been hearing a lot of people who are worried about a lot of big things that are making the news, and there's a lot to worry about, from Ebola to ISIS to Jeep threatening to leave Toledo to the water quality of Lake Erie. There are a lot of things that make the national headlines that we have to worry about. And then there are issues that we worry about that never make the national news, but issues of our own family, our own workplaces, all those kind of big issues to us, but maybe not so big to the rest of the world. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul has worries too. In the book of Philippians, Paul is writing from prison and facing a very uncertain future, not sure about what's going to happen to him even tomorrow. He's not naive, but he sees the wider picture. He knows that he is in God's hands, and so is his future. And so in Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 4, in the midst of his own worries, Paul says this: "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Finally, beloved, Paul says, "Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you." Wonderful. Wonderful words that Paul says. And he is right. He is right. These words serve as a reminder to us that ultimately it will be okay. We are all in God's hands. And through the lens of the resurrection, we see where the world is going. Good Friday is a terrible, horrible day, but it only lasts a short, short time. Now, Easter and resurrection, that promise of eternal life, that knowledge that God has defeated the power of worry, the power of evil, the power of death itself, those things, they triumph and they last. And so when we have worries, and we will, we need to remember these words of Paul and to remember that we all are under the umbrella of God's resurrection power. Some questions to ponder. What worries can you turn over to God today? Where have you seen God at work during this past week? And where are you looking for God to come and give you some help? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith. With you on the journey, as together we seek Christ, please tune in again next week. Blessings.